Ann tells us it's going to get cleared up and dry, which is okay by me. But I swear I saw more rain showers for this afternoon. Be that as it may, we'll just let it happen however it happens. According to the National Funeral Directors Association, 81% of funeral directors are men. But it appears more women are getting into the field of mortuary science. In 2019, women made up 71% of those in mortuary school. Now, WJR's senior news analyst, obviously looking for an unusual story. Lloyd Jackson has found it. He spoke with a local female funeral director who would like to see more women in her profession. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. Charlie Rose is a 36-year-old married mother of a 10-month-old girl. She is also the funeral director of Andrew's Funeral Home on Rosa Parks in Detroit. Rose says many of the Detroit area funeral homes are run by families, and when you see a woman in there, you think that, well, she must be the clerical help or something like that. Well, she said that's not always true, and she'd like to see that change.
You know, they'll come in, and, you know, they may ask me a few questions, and then they're like, well, I need to see the mortician, or I need to see the funeral director. I'm like, well, that's me. And they're like, no, well, I need to see the guy. I'm like, well, what's the difference, you know? And they don't really have an answer, you know, why they need to see Mr. Andrews opposed to me. But, you know, I'm like, well, I can answer any question that any concern or whatever you have. I'm like, because I do a lot of the prep work there and I meet with a lot of the family. So, you know, I'm sure I can take care of you, you know, just the same as he would.
Rose has been in the funeral business since she was 18. She received her mortician's license in 2010. She became funeral director then. In 2019, she also became manager of Andrew's Funeral Home. She says women can be funeral directors and do a great job because they're natural nurturers.
That's what made me go into the profession, because I am a natural nurturer. I feel like people can talk to me, you know, I make it easy for them. I make them feel comfortable, of course, because especially when you're grieving, you know, sometimes you just need a listening ear. So I made sure, you know, I'm that to people.
Rose says more women are beginning to attend mortuary school than men, and she would like for that to continue. She says there are many young girls that are interested in mortuary science, but are sometimes afraid to say it because of what their friends or families might say.
I get people that send me, like, they'll send me Facebook messages, or girls will send me Instagram, like, oh my God, you inspire me so much. And I'm like, but you can do it. Just keep doing it. Like, well, how do you get over, you know, the bloody stuff? I'm like, you just got to get over it. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to take a minute. I've been doing it for so long, but, you know, I was always intrigued by it. So the goriness never, you know, it never bothered me, but I'm like, you can do it. You can get past it. You know, like, don't let fear stop you from doing what you feel like you really want to do. You know, I feel like, you know, go for it. Why not?
Rose graduated from Wayne State's mortuary program, which she says is the best program. She says you study a lot about anatomy, science, and chemistry, and it's hard work, but women can do it, and it's being done all over the country. Rose says if you decide you want to get into the funeral business, don't just think about, can you handle the work of preparing the bodies?
Can you mentally handle, you know, somebody calling you all the time, or somebody, you know, just needing you because they need you at that time, and, you know, going on funerals and things of that, you know, things of that nature. Because it's like, you have to be a counselor, you got to be a hairdresser, you got to be a makeup artist, you have to be all of these combined into one. So just besides the prep work, are you able to, you know, deal with the families and stuff like that?
So Rose says, you know, get an internship at a funeral home if you're interested in this, or ask if you can shadow a person for a day to see if this is a field you really want to get into. But she says women are doing it. They're becoming funeral directors, and they're doing a great job.
Wow. I thought this was the story, and I'll make it part of the story, that there's a woman out there who's a funeral director.
Yes.
Who thinks that there should be a Barbie.
Absolutely.
Funeral director Barbie. To get little girls interested in becoming a funeral director.
Absolutely. And there is a website, change.org. Go on change.org and put in that Mattel Barbie, and it will come up, and you can sign that petition to be part of that if you think that should happen.
So the woman from Southfield, Sarah Brown Durbaugh.
Yes.
And you're the woman you talked with, her name was?
Charlie Rose.
Okay, so at least two women involved in the mortuary science who would like to see more women understanding that it's not a bad line of work to go into. I'm just going to tell you this. Sorry, this is going to upset those people, but I'm in a bad mood this morning for a lot of reasons. But if my little girl said, Daddy, I really want the funeral director Barbie, I'd be concerned. I'm sorry. I'm not going to lie. You know what I'm saying? I know you know what I'm saying, Lloyd. Thanks.
Yeah, my daughter, I would probably feel the same way. But
Lloyd Jackson, WJR.